everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Sin.
Welcome.
I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Season 7, Episode 11, Hostiles and Calamities. This is our instant cast. We just finished watching. Gary, what do you think?
This was a good episode. Although we were both wrong, going to most likely to die.
I mean,
who would have thought it would be the doctor?
Especially, I don't think I saw the previews at the time of last week's episode for this episode to know that it was going to be all about Dwight. Well, I think I did, but I just didn't know it was going to be fully, but we didn't.
Yeah.
You know, Dwight, Eugene, Negan, so.
And this was a pretty good episode.
It was.
With just those three.
It was. Even, I'll tell you when I knew it was for sure good. I mean, I knew it was good the whole time, but it's to the point where Negan is... He's scary. I mean, he's been scary, but when he came in Dwight's room at the end and he was talking to him, I think he moved his bat and my heart, I jumped. I literally jumped. My heart stopped. And I was like, and I'm like, damn, I'm like programmed now to where if Negan moves his bat any one way or too fast, I was so scared he was just about to hit Dwight with, you just never know what that dude's capable of.
Damn. Negan got a viewer shook.
Yeah, he got the viewership.
Yeah, he come to my house, I ain't giving him nothing.
Yeah, I ain't open that door. If I hear that knock, that's a basic knock. Wait, I don't even know how to do it anymore. That's like the go-to knock.
Right.
But now, if I ever hear that knock again in my life, I don't think I'll open the door. Because Dwight opened the door and he got his ass kicked.
Well, actually, Dwight was slow getting to the door. They kicked the door open.
Oh, did they kick the door open?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't notice that. But yeah, very good episode.
So what was your favorite part?
The wives. The wives were scary. And once again, it's because Negan has trained me to trust no one. So the whole time when the wives were talking, I was like, are they trying to set up Eugene? Like, is this a test from Negan? Like, did Negan tell them to do all this? Even when they came back the next day, I was like, yeah, right. When they said Negan had sent us, that's the perfect lie when Negan sent you. So I was just shook the whole time from the wives scene. And, you know, the girl that was drunk, she was kind of pretty sad the last time we saw her. Remember, I think her husband got his face burnt.
Yeah.
But,
and yeah. You're right. And I thought Eugene didn't trust him either.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Eugene, I don't know if he's like, we seen Eugene lie, and he lies with a straight face. So I don't know if he's really been turned. I mean,
I don't think so.
Or he's just playing, like, you know, playing his cards right. He doesn't want to get tortured.
You can look at it two ways. Eugene is very smart, and he used to lying. So he knows how to keep from getting killed. He knows the things he have to say. But then again, he is the man here.
Well, he's like now the doctor, supposed to be the doctor,
he's
right?
He's the man. So he's finally getting what he wants. The ladies love him.
Mm-hmm.
He gets respect. Right now, he's the top dog.
Yeah. But the thing is, if he's supposed to be the new doctor, does he know how to fix people? Like, what's going to happen?
I doubt it. But everything that Eugene was trying to do before, when he made Abraham trust him, he made himself so valuable that Abraham could live without him.
Abraham would have died for him.
Right. And now he's doing the same thing again. Now he's at the level he want to be at.
Yeah, because when he said, when Negan was like, you know, you nothing. He's like, nah, I am something. When he started off with that lie again, I was like, oh, shit. Then he brought that lie out. We haven't heard that lie since good season 4. Maybe season 5.
I think it was season 4.
Season 4. Abraham gave him that ass whooping. I like this episode. It was kind of quiet. At some points, I was thinking, like, damn, it's still showing Eugene. You know, at first, I thought I was waiting for it to switch back to Alexandria or somewhere else. But then once I realized it was sticking with it, I got okay with it. I was fine with it. But at first, I was, like, the second time when it showed him, I was like, why are we still here? But I got over that quickly.
And it's funny how Eugene came in. He got his own room. He has the books, the television. They even got him an Atari.
Video games. He's playing. I mean, he's at home. This was his life pre-apocalypse.
Right. He got everything. He was about to get lobster if they had it.
Now, why was she saying anything? And she's like, anything? Anything. Bitch, it's not anything. Like, you went a little too far because you didn't have lobsters. At first, you said you ran out of pickles. Why did she keep using the word anything if it truly wasn't anything?
Come on, now. He already know he's in a zombie apocalypse. He knew he couldn't get lobster.
Okay, but could he get salmon?
No, he better get something out of the can.
Then it can't be anything.
It's anything that's available to you now that you haven't ate in a while. Okay. Anything that we can scavenge.
Because he went from asking for lobster to just saying, like, let me get some pasta, man.
Because if she looked at him like he was crazy, he had to understand, like, yeah, you know what? I did go overboard.
Right.
Lobster. Crab legs. He thought they found a red lobster or something.
Right.
Scavenge from there.
Some biscuits.
Now, I mean, you had a discussion a while back about, oh, I just drew a blank, the guy who wanted to be Daryl so bad.
Dwight.
Dwight and his wife. We said before that they've been there so long that we don't know if they trust each other. Mm-hmm. When they were on the steps, I think that was this season.
Yeah.
The beginning of this season.
I think it was the beginning of the season when they were smoking the cigarette.
Right. Sitting on the steps. And they asked each other the question, are you happy? And I think Dwight said it's better than death.
Mm-hmm. And that's what she wrote in that letter.
Right. And me, you had that debate right then about, do they trust each other? Do they think the other person is so deep in, so involved that whatever they say could be a setup? Which we found out tonight that it's true. She didn't have any trust for him.
Yeah. She said, I don't know if you would kill me or try to bring me back. It's sad. She doesn't trust him. She said, you're a different person now. And so, I'm sorry that I made you that way.
So she sacrificed herself for him to a point where now she don't even trust him because he took the role a little too far.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame her for not trusting him. I mean, you're with another man, sleeping with him, going to the clinic to take a pregnancy test right in front of me like every other week.
What, you're saying that he shouldn't have trusted her?
No, I'm saying I don't blame her for not trusting him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because of the things he have to do, and right. The things that he see her doing.
Yeah, to survive. But to me, he had no reason to not trust her, but she had every reason to not trust him.
Well, that's not true. Both of them have a reason, but I think she have more of a reason.
I wonder where she's going to go, though.
I guarantee you she don't care.
Well, she said, she's like, I'm probably not going to make it out here, but you were wrong when you said this is better than death because it's not. And I agree.
Right.
Now, I don't want to go out like the doctor.
Oh, no.
That was some crazy shit. Like, the doctor didn't even do anything. Why? And that just showed you. It just, sometimes when I feel sorry for Dwight, he does some bullshit that goes, okay, stop feeling sorry for this dude. He is no longer a victim. He hasn't been a victim for a very long time.
Well, the thing is, that's that trust issue coming back up. Because the doctor was saying a lot of suspect things. He was saying a lot of things that was, like, anti-Negan. So I don't think Dwight can trust that. Like, hold on, are you trying to get me to agree with you? Are you trying to set me up? Did Negan already talk to you before I came in here? And now you're trying to soften me up so I can say something stupid or out the way?
Right.
So it's that trust thing all over again. And I don't think Dwight trusts the doctor because of the things the doctor was saying. Like, yeah, she was a nice person. She did everything for you. You know, it's to me, that sounds like you're trying to soften me up.
Right. You're never going to forget her or something.
Right. You're trying to soften me up. So maybe I'll say, yeah, you're right. I let her go. Okay. I hate Negan. And bow, you got me.
That's sad and that's scary when you don't trust anyone. Where you're so paranoid that you can't trust anyone.
Right. Oh, well, let's go back to the beginning. When it came on, we saw Fat Joey.
Oh, yeah, and his sandwich.
His sandwich he was eating. Kind of felt bad for him.
I didn't. I don't feel really bad for anyone that's there. Because, and I know it's easier said than done, but it's pretty much when, with you being there and just saying, okay, I'm going to live this life to survive, you're almost like saying that it's okay.
No, you are saying it's okay.
You're saying it's okay. The people taking the number. Look at the lady that was asshole to Eugene until he had to, like, buck up on her. And then she goes, sorry. And it's like, no. Why were you being an asshole to whoever you thought it was? There was no reason to be an asshole.
I don't think she was being an asshole for the sake of being an asshole. There was a line there.
There was, but that's not how you talk to people.
I mean, you don't know who everyone is. You just knew there.
But she's in customer service. And when you're working with the public, no, you're supposed to be polite.
We already know customer service almost ain't shit these days.
You're supposed to be polite when you're working with the public. So
you pull up to a McDonald's, they say, yeah, go ahead.
Wait a minute. Just wait. They don't got no McFlurries. The machine is down.
The machine is broke.
I haven't had a McFlurry in years, for real.
Machine is always broke. Like, why even put it on a menu?
I know.
McDonald's, if any employee from McDonald's is listening, take ice cream off your menu.
Yeah, you ain't shit.
That's wrong.
I'm just joking.
It's not you, it's your establishment.
Yeah.
You should sell ice cream. That's why Eugene didn't ask for it.
No, but Eugene went too hard. Like, I don't even know if Eugene is faking it, because he went too hard. Like, first he took one thing, took another. I mean, he took a fly swatter. Like, what the hell are you going to do with a fly swatter? Like, what?
He had to make his point.
Now, I will say the little science thing that he did where the foam came out, I've seen that on YouTube, not as a big a display, because I actually said I was going to try that project with the kids at home. So it is something I know that's easily done. I forgot what it's like, baking soda. It's just like a few regular household items that you basic. Have. Yeah. But it could be impressive to people who've never seen the shit. Not saying that like they haven't. Yeah. I would have been impressed if I hadn't already seen that what it could, you know, what it takes to do it. But what I will say is, didn't the lady at first say, the lady with the black hair, she's like, I can talk. She mentioned some like sciencey stuff all day.
Well, she mentioned, I guess Negan already prepped him, because she mentioned what he was talking to Negan about earlier.
Okay. And he seemed a little nervous at that point.
Right. He was like, well, that's classified information.
Right.
And all this.
Does she have that background, do you think?
Or? No. No, I think Negan sent her in there with an agenda the first night to try to get as much information. But the next night, I think they just came back on their own because they saw that Eugene's really a cool guy.
All right. Well, no. The next night, they came back on their own because they thought, oh, he's such a nerd that we can probably, like, flirt our way into getting what we want.
Well, that too. One thing that I was kind of shook about tonight was when they told Eugene, we just tell Negan that it was your idea, that you wanted to make the pills and everything. And Eugene, that's when he said that, just the way Negan believed Dwight, he said, you're replaceable.
He got, like, five of y'all.
Right. But when Negan came and knocked on that door, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like, man, they went and told him anyways.
Anyways.
Yeah, I got a little scared, too.
And I was thinking, damn, I should have put Eugene on my most likely to die list.
Yeah, I didn't have him on my list either.
He's been off the radar for a while.
The doctor completely was not on my radar, not anywhere in the picture. I don't even know if we knew the doctor's name.
I forgot all about the doctor.
Yes. But you know what? I should have known when it kept showing him in a few scenes. It showed him, like, didn't it show him twice before his death scene?
Right.
And I was like, okay, he's talking more than usual.
He had all these lines.
Yeah, they gave him a, you know, nice little...
Yeah, personality.
Go out party or whatever. Bye-bye party. Get a few lines.
He knew their background.
Right.
Man. It was his time. It was his day.
But yeah. Good episode. Can't wait to next week. Next week's previews look pretty good.
I didn't see him.
A lot of Rick and Michonne. I saw Rick and Michonne a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, so. And Rosita.
We know how you love Rosita.
I saw on someone's Facebook page, they had a picture of Negan and a picture of Rosita. And they're like, the person we all hate? And it was Rosita. And it was like, but the real person we should be hating is Negan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I'm not alone in this I hate Rosita type of thing. All right, you guys, that is it for our instant cast. We will be back Tuesday night for our full recap with our likes, dislikes, any listener letters, an award, and prediction. We would love to hear from you guys. Get your feedback. dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com. Also on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/theverdictsin. As well as our website, theverdictsin.com. I will say we have a comment that we missed from last week that I'll read, so I apologize about that. And so
we have a couple that wrote in afterwards.
Right. And then we had one that I missed that I didn't see in time. So
right.
But feel free to write in. We would love to hear from you guys. The more, the merrier. We'd love to hear other people's feedback besides, you know, what we see on social media. We want to hear from the people who are listening as well. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.
Bye.